Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. My co-host is Nemesis.
What up, dog? This is that concrete gorilla, Nemesis. What's up to my gorillas? What's happening? Hey, this is gonna be an interesting interview, John. Because a gorilla is out here at the bus stop for real, catching a bus back to the crib. So, you know what I mean, it's gonna be very, very interesting.
Yeah, but I got a
surprise guest though.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. So that'll be later in the show, right?
For sure.
Because we're supposed to have Jeff G. Bailey calling earlier in the show. He was supposed to call last week, but we never heard from him. But I want to ask you, Nemesis, how was your Thanksgiving? What's Thanksgiving like in the concrete jungle?
It's like any other Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? We sit down, all the gorillas sit down, you know what I mean? We go out, we kill a turkey, bring the turkey back, put it on the table, you know what I'm saying, with some chitlins and greens and shit, you know what I mean? We do it just like gorillas do it. How was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was pretty good. I did not kill a turkey. I did not have chitlins. Unfortunately, I didn't have any greens this year. I just thought about that.
Boy, you should have had some of my greens, bro. You should have had some of these gorilla greens over here. I cooked them. You know, a gorilla can cook.
Yeah.
Put all the bullshit to the side. A gorilla can cook, man. And you should have had some of my greens. You should have called me. I'd have emailed some to you. And I ain't stupid, y'all. I know you can't email greens.
I'm not one to invite myself to the concrete jungle. I'll come if I'm invited, but otherwise I gotta come get you.
You clear. Can't just come on your own. Yeah, I gotta come get you. Or one of the gorillas gotta bring you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you spend time with the family this holiday, or it was just you? What did you do?
My roommates had their family over and stuff, so I just hung out here.
Okay.
But I am thankful that I have a co-host this week at the beginning of the show. So we can avoid the awkward me just going, so then there was a wrestling show.
Hey, you're a big boy, man. You can handle it, man. You can handle it. You're a big boy, bro.
Well, you know, if I'd known it was going to be like that, I could have handled it better, but it was a little unexpected. I think I did okay. I mean, I haven't heard any negative feedback, but
I ain't heard nothing negative about none of the shows yet. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, y'all can post them if you feel. You don't even gotta post them. How about y'all just call up here? You know what I mean? And just let us know how you really feel about the show, or if you've seen the show this weekend, let us know what you've seen. Who the hottest? We got these Georgia polls going on now. These Georgia polls are going on now. The rookie of the year, manager of the year, fresh wrestler of the year.
Right.
And I mean, they ain't got gorilla of the year, but it's all good because they ain't been down to the jungle yet.
Yeah, I guess that's all that information is at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, I believe. I have to ask you. The only wrestling show I made it to last weekend was Empire Wrestling, formerly known as Platinum Championship Wrestling, which we'll talk about when Jeff G. Bailey calls in a few minutes. But what did you think of the Concrete Surrealists and their parody of you and the Concrete Gorillas? That was Seth DeLay.
You're trying to be fun.
First of all, it was pretty funny.
You can start with all of that. I don't always just come out there and just. You know, they made a mockery of the gorilla, man. They made a mockery of the gorillas, all of us. They made mockery of us, and they're going to have to pay for it. They're going to have to pay for it. Seth DeLay is going to pay this Friday. Trust what I'm telling you. Trust what I'm telling you. His ass belongs to the jungle.
Well, it'll be,
here come
it'll definitely
bro.
Be a good match.
Say what now?
I said it should definitely be a good match. You guys are both. You have definitely.
I don't know what kind
unique,
of match it's gonna be.
Style.
It's gonna be a one-sided match. I know that. It's gonna be me putting boots and hands on him. I don't know what he's gonna do. Yeah, dude, he's gonna lay down. That's what he's gonna do. That's what he's gonna
do,
player.
that was an interesting show. Well, it looks like we already have a caller. I don't know if this is Jeff G. Bailey, but let's find out. You're on the line with Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
Larry Goodman.
Larry Goodman, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Mm. Hey, I just want to say to Nemesis, hey, come on, where's your sense of humor?
I don't have a sense of humor. Hey, look, I'm about to get on the bus, though. Y'all, I'm about to do this interview while I'm riding on the bus. How about that?
That'll be a first for Georgia Wrestling history, I think, doing an interview from a bus.
For sure. Y'all hear all the noise? Hold on. Y'all got to hold on a minute.
Larry, did you make it to any shows over the weekend?
I was at Anarchy Saturday night, and as I wrote on GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, the news and notes section, I thought it was a good show. The momentum seems to be in the right direction, and things seem to be moving in the right direction out there. Wow.
I'm gonna mute Nemesis for now because I just heard Marta in the background.
That's really some great sound effects, though. That whole Marta thing.
Yeah. I just didn't want it to overpower what you're talking about. But so what happened? Well, you're going to have Jeff G. Bailey on in a few minutes. I know his wrestler, Seven, had a big match against Michael Judas. How did that match go?
It never happened. Seven had a death in the family, and Judas was under the weather, so the match didn't take place. But in its place, Jeff G. Bailey cut one hell of a promo at the top of the show. So, I thought it was fine. I think that in a lot of ways, that feud is best served by limited contact between the two of them. So I don't think it really hurt things that much, except, Anarchy a few times has not been able to produce the main event that was advertised, or one of the main events that was advertised. So, that's a problem. But, I thought in the overall scheme of the show, I didn't think it really hurt them that much because Bailey's promo was really good and advanced things towards where they're going.
Okay. I think Gunnar was supposed to be there too, but I don't believe he was there, was he?
No, he was not. And, I forgot to ask about that, but no, he was not there.
Well, I saw a posting on Facebook where he was in Mexico. Apparently he got some other... somewhere else. Well, hey, we've got another caller. Let's see who we have this time. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line this time? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing?
We're on the line with Nemesis, Jonathan, and Larry Goodman. Who do we have?
Three.
Hello?
Two. One. Hang up on him, man.
I thought I heard maybe it's someone that just wants to listen.
Yeah.
I thought
let
I heard a little bit of something.
Back
so.
Let them call
so,
back and listen. So, I was in the jungle on Larry Goodman this weekend, so, what else went on up there? And
Dan Wilson ran you guys down pretty good. The Rev did a number on you guys in the middle of the ring there on the mic, so... He actually said diarrhea comes in all colors.
They hate
people equally, but diarrhea comes in all colors.
Yeah, and I got them. We got them. Trust what I'm telling you. The hate junkies belong to the gorillas, Urban Assault Squad, the gorillas, the real gorillas, for real. They belong to it. Look, he was looking at me like, what is he talking about?
what number bus are you on? What number bus?
110.
What part of town is that in?
Going to, over here in, off of, coming from Lenox, going towards the Arts Center.
All right.
Yeah. I had to come out here to the real world for a minute. You got to act a certain way out here in the real world.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm tired of going to jail.
Gets old after a while, doesn't it? I would think I don't really have experience with that, but I would think that would get old after a while.
Hey, let me tell you something, Larry Goodman. Don't ever, 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 ever go to jail. Not even county jail. Not even hokey pokey jail. Don't go to no jail, bro. For real.
Well,
you don't want the problem.
I'm going to do my best to avoid that outcome, believe me.
Drive straight with your seatbelt on, everything. You gotta do everything right now.
And I'm bad with driving without a seatbelt on. You know, I don't. You know, I do it all the time, and it's so stupid, you know, but I do it.
And you know what? You know, I mean, keep doing what you're doing. I ain't going to say what's going to happen. You keep doing what you're doing, very good. But you come to the jungle, though, you can ride, you can drink, you can smoke, you can do whatever in the jungle.
Right. I don't care what it is. You can do it.
Well, I imagine you had a good weekend then.
Oh, yeah, I had a real good weekend. Ate good, kicked it real good, you know what I mean? It was a real good weekend. That's why I didn't get a chance to go nowhere, man. I had to sit down and kick it with the gorillas, you know what I mean? I had to sit down and kick it with them and motherfuckers of that nature. Had to just get away from the wrestling world for a minute, but now I'm back, though. I'm back,
well,
girl.
Aside from being mocked by this surrealist at last Friday,
why
the other
keep
gorillas...
Up,
yeah. Well, I'm trying to bring it back around to compliment you. The other gorillas had a good night. Jeter was victorious over Siler Cross, and Brian Blaze, who I know Larry Goodman is not a huge fan of, but he's the past few weeks he's really shown some improvement. I never thought he was terrible, but
hey,
I mean,
hey, Larry, you know how to leave my boy alone. Now.
The only thing I said was he's a lousy tag team wrestler, like that, you know. And, but anyway, that's
but
he was in a singles match on Friday.
And deserve everything. That's my gorilla. And Larry Goodman gonna keep it 100. Never gonna stop Larry Goodman from keeping 100. Because I'm gonna tell you, Larry Goodman used to say the same shit about me. And only thing it did was make me strive better. So you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just gotta take it and listen to it and just keep it moving. They can't catch no attitude to keep it going. And he ain't mad at you about it. You know, that's my little gorilla right there. He ain't mad with you about it.
Hey,
you know, just keep it 100.
It's just an opinion, you know. Use it for what it's worth. Yeah. Discard it if it's worthless. Get rid of it, you know. Don't use it.
So, but you're going to leave him alone, though, or I'm going to meet you in the alley somewhere. You're going to leave him alone.
Hey, listen, well, I just wanted to call and rib you a second about the Seth DeLay thing, but and also to say that, you know, because I haven't been that thrilled with the Anarchy shows of late, but it does look like things are moving in the right direction. So props to those people at Cornelia and Franklin Dove. And the folks there, because it was a good show.
Good deal. Thank you for calling in, Larry. Good.
Yeah.
And, what you doing this weekend? What's going on for you this weekend?
Don't know if I'm going anywhere. It would be to Rampage, but I really don't know. I may not do anything at all. I might chill out and do some holiday stuff.
Oh, okay. You're going to try to catch them sales.
And no. You won't find me in any balls. That ain't happening.
Well,
no.
Check it out. Just come to the jungle. We got everything for the low, especially T-shirts. Y'all need some T-shirts? Holler at me.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, thanks.
Man. Bye.
Yeah, bro. Sound like Larry Goodman had a good and interesting weekend and shit.
Yeah, it's always good when he can call in and fill us in on the shows we didn't make it to.
Right.
But I wanted to talk about Brian
Blaze
while he was on the line a little bit, because I've read his comments about him before, but I thought Brian Blaze had a great match on Friday.
Brian got down Friday, bro. Brian got down. Brian did his thing Friday. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about that. Even Jeter. Even Aisha. You know what I mean? They, you know what I'm saying? On my gorillas, they ain't soldiers no more. They doing their thing. Everybody got their agenda. You feel me? They done stepped up their game. Each one of them got a different part of the jungle now. You feel me? They doing their thing now. So, you know, just keep your eyes open. Just keep your eyes open for real. Damage is going to come in that building. Everybody is going to pay, whether it be called PCW, EC, whatever, Empire, Martyr, whatever they want to call it. They're going to have to pay for it, bro. They're going to have to pay for it. And the gorilla is going to be the last one's left.
All right, well,
hey, look,
talk
I'm going to try to
about...
see. Go ahead.
What's that?
No,
I was
going to
say, let's talk
something.
A little
go
bit
ahead.
About. Do you need to switch buses or something?
No, I'm already at the train station. I'm finna find a girl and be like, hey, can you tell my girl where I'm at, please? I want to see if she got good. I'll say, hey, look, can you please cut this girl off on me on the phone and tell her where I'm at, please? Something stupid. I'm going to do something stupid. But go ahead. What was you saying?
I was going to say, just want to talk a little bit about Jeff G. Bailey for people who may not be familiar with the name. I've seen him at Dragon Con Wrestling mostly for several years, and then, of course, he's been a big part of Anarchy for a long time. But just recently, I think 3 weeks ago, he made his debut in what was Platinum Championship Wrestling. It turns out the whole Empire thing that's been trying to take over PCW for the past few months was masterminded by Jeff G. Bailey. So it was a surprise to see him there. But, I mean, you have more history with him than I do, so why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what you've seen from him over the course
Jeff
of your career.
Jeff G. Bailey is a businessman. He's a motherfucking businessman. He is the motherfucking man of wrestling right now. You feel me? He's the look. If you need it done, you holler at Jeff G. Bailey, flat out. That's how me and him, our paths has never crossed in no negative way. He done been to the jungle. Everything. He good. What he doing with the Empire, that's his business. As long as he don't get in my way, we good.
He's well, what all has he done? Do you know of him ever doing shows outside of NWA Anarchy and Dragon Con and now Empire Wrestling?
Let me see. He could elaborate on it a little bit more when he called in, but I believe he done shows in Tennessee. He done, I think, matter of fact, when I'm going to let him say that one. But I really know him from up Wild High and Anarchy days, you feel me?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Dragon Con, you know what I mean? Now he's up at PCW, you know. He got a hell of a history now. He ain't one of those Joe Blow by Night guys. Like I told you, he's a businessman. He's a fucking businessman. He don't bullshit. If you want it done, I mean, he need to have a commercial, like, oh boy. If you need it done, Jeff G. Bailey is the one. For real,
well, he's managed quite a few people up at Wildside and then Anarchy. But as far as I know, these days he just has 7. But he usually has a full stable of people up there under his elite faction. Who are some of the guys you've seen him manage that have gone on to, you know, bigger things in wrestling?
Of course, we know Gunner, formerly, he was Phil Shatter, Onyx, Michael Adrian, K. Crick,
which is R-Truth.
The list goes on. Yeah, which is R-Truth.
AJ.
The list goes on. AJ, let me see. The list goes on, man. He don't fuck with a lot of people, man, for real.
Yeah.
He don't fuck with a lot of folks. Yeah, he don't fuck with a lot of folks.
Well, what's that? Go ahead.
I said when he called in, you know, we could elaborate on that a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to give people a little bit of background so when we get him on the line, they'll know.
Hey, motherfuckers, no, it ain't nobody out here at this train station. Everybody knows Jeff G. Bailey, though. For real.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's followed wrestling in Georgia for the past.
If you don't know Jeff G. Bailey, then you ain't been in the business. You don't need to be in the business. You ain't been in the business, I guess I should say. One of the two. It's that simple. I mean, for real.
Well,
I'm tired of stroking his ass. I'm tired of stroking him. Yeah,
right, well, he'll be here shortly, but we can talk about other things until then.
Hey, let me ask you something though, Jonathan.
Okay.
You don't want to tell your story, right? So we ain't gonna tell your story. But how did you feel? This past Friday. Just tell me your emotion. How you felt this past Friday.
not going to get into
I mean,
that
you don't
right
have
now.
To say nothing. Huh?
I don't know. What? How did that feel on Friday?
Yeah.
I felt
how
fine.
How did you feel on? Okay, good. That's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to know, player. That's all I wanted to know. Keep it player.
Well, hey, I think we, let's see who this, I believe this may be Jeff. Let's find out.
All right.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
It's your lucky night. It's Jeff G. Bailey gracing your show with
Jeff.
His presence.
Well, I appreciate that.
What's up, man? Wow, that Memphis Heat was awesome. Thank you very much for letting me borrow that. It ruled.
Good deal.
That's why I haven't gotten it back, huh?
Say what?
Why I haven't gotten it back.
It'll be back Friday.
I'm giving it back to you Friday. Then I'll tell you I'm giving it back to you Friday. Thank you, sir.
My bad. Damn, I done called you out. Hey, well, you know, I take good care of things, so it's all right.
Yeah. I would have never. Hey, look. Hey, I would have never did it for nobody else. For real, that's my nigga right there.
Once I saw it in his bag, and pretty much was like, "Come on, man. Hey, man. I need to take that home and watch it."
Yeah, I was gonna give it to you that night too. Then I tell you, I said, I gotta give it to my dude. I said, "All right, I get it for you, Friday." Then I told you I had it for you Friday, and I have it for you Friday, bro.
That's
enough about the DVD.
Yeah, it was good though. It's real good. Everybody listening should watch it if they hadn't watched it. It's a great wrestling DVD.
Did you watch the extras?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good stuff. A lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah.
Make me miss wrestling even more watching that.
Don't it. Don't it, bro. Don't it.
Beat it, guys.
But, go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, just thanks for calling in. So we missed
sure.
you last week.
Yeah,
but,
no, I'm a busy man. What can I say?
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to call us this week.
Sure.
So I guess, first of all, you know, it was a big surprise seeing you show up at ECW.
You're going to clear with that first of all shit.
First of all.
You're going to clear with that shit, bro.
We'll have to get Seth Lay on here sometime soon, though. To do an interview.
Yes, I'm sure he would be an excellent guest.
Yeah, well, you were conspicuous by your absence on Friday at Empire Wrestling, so I don't know if you saw his portrayal of Nemesis as the concrete surrealist came out, but it was
so Jeff.
It was entertaining to everyone.
So Jeff, how was your weekend, Jeff? How was Saturday, Jeff?
It was good. It was a good weekend. It's always
good.
Did
you eat a lot of turkey this weekend?
Say what now?
You eat a lot of turkey this weekend?
Yeah, of course. And ham, you know, got to have the ham too.
Got to have that ham.
Are you saying that your gorilla's turned on you, Nemesis? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, never that.
That's
what
old boy just said. What the hell is he talking about then? He's getting
No, no, the gorillas had a good night. The surrealists came out and pretended to be the gorillas, so Seth DeLay was acting like Nemesis.
Oh, that's an outrage.
De La Vega was acting like Brian Blaze.
Some people get their ass beat.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Seth DeLay, good God.
You already know.
He done messed up.
He done came to the wrong jungle with that bullshit. Hey, I heard you cut a little promo up there, Anarchy, bro.
Yeah, I had a little something to say. You know, said some unfinished business with Michael Judas. It's going to get dealt with on, good Lord, December 10th. Yeah, December 10th. And then season's beatings on December 17th. I got something special in mind for Michael Judas. And that same week, don't forget, come out to the Masquerade, December 15th, Empire Pro Wrestling. Jeff T. Bailey will be there. I'll be presenting the NWA North American Champion, the Temptation, Shawn Tempers, making his Empire debut. Each week, it gets a little better at Empire with with me as the overlord and my minions running things. Things are looking good. Things are going to be looking good for the Dynasty Gorillas. I know we hadn't talked much since all this happened, Nemesis, but you guys are going to be taken care of. It's nothing. You come to me if you got a problem with anything. We'll look out for that.
Yeah. If we're going to keep it cool, let's keep it cool. Whatever y'all going on, that's y'all business. We're going to keep it cool, bro. Whatever y'all got going on, I'm not even involved in it. But trust what I'm telling you. Grab beast up.
Everything we're doing is for the betterment of everybody backstage, except for the guys who still want to cling to that last little bit of hope that Steve Platinum's going to rise from the dead and somehow take back over. The people who believe that, I've got nothing for them. Their days are numbered. But for the concrete gorillas, men who stand tall and take care of business, I know that you want to see this company run the right way for the first time in its history, and that's why I'm there, to make sure that can be done finally. And I know there's a lot of fans who are going to be very appreciative of the fact that we've already brought in Hot Like Lava to take on the Washington Bullets, giving them a dream match, something that Steve Platinum, of course, could never accomplish on his own. And now, as I've mentioned already, but it's worth mentioning twice, the NWA North American Champion, Shawn Tempers, making his debut at the Masquerade. I mean, big time.
And then you presented the Empire title to Shane Marks. I mean, you're rolling with some heavyweights.
Yeah, well, it was a good-looking belt for, you know, a heavyweight champion worthy of holding it. The demagogue Mason out there prattling on about nonsense and hell, I can't even decipher what the hell he's talking about, proclaiming himself some kind of champion. He needs to wake up and look in the mirror and then look at a picture of the Revelation Shane Marks and have his own revelation that he's not in the same league with the real champion. And that's exactly what's going to be proven week after week. And, you know, I let him hang on to that belt almost because it brings me a little bit of joy to laugh at all these simpletons that hang on to this last belief that Steve Platinum and Platinum Championship Wrestling and our title holder Mason can somehow tie it up and make his way back up and save the day. Well, this ain't a movie, this ain't TV, this is real life. Not going to happen. As long as Jeff G. Bailey's in charge, the Empire's going to rule, and Mason, he's yesterday's news. I mean, hell, you already knew that anyway. What the hell am I telling you for?
Well, I want to ask you, Shane Marks is going to be one of our guests next week, so we'll elaborate more on that.
Well, your show just gets a little bit better every week, doesn't it? How about that?
Yeah. We've had Danny Only on here already, but, you know, Nemesis doesn't like to talk about that. But, anyway, I want to know how long
keep
you know,
on the entire... You just want to just raise the hairs on my back. You just keep mentioning, go ahead, man.
First of all, you interrupted me. No, anyway, this power struggle between PCW and Empire has been going on for a few months. And then, of course, you showed up, I guess, 3 weeks ago it was, when after the 10-on-10 match was over and Empire won and all that. But how long have you been plotting this whole thing, and how long has Shane Marks been involved and all that?
If that was information you needed to know, you would already know it. But you don't know it, so that means you don't need to know it. If I wanted you to know it, I would have told it, and you didn't hear me tell it. Because when I came out there after the 10-on-10 and the Empire was standing tall, I let it be known exactly what had happened. Now, maybe you should have recorded that for future posterity so you could listen to it over and over again and understand exactly happen, because I get tired of saying the same thing all the time, especially when people don't seem to be listening the first time. Now, you now know what you need to know. So what's your next question so I can help you know more?
I was listening loud and clear. You know, I heard you say you planted your sleeper cells and all that, but I don't think you were clear during that time. When Shane Marks got involved, has he been involved from the beginning of all this?
He got involved when he got involved. That's on a need-to-know basis, and right now you don't need to know.
What you need to know is Shane Marks is the Empire champion, and he did what he did because it was the right thing to do. And Steve Platinum knows exactly why he did what he did, and if he wants to come on here and explain it, that's his prerogative, but we all know why Shane Marks did what he did, because he was mistreated by Steve Platinum. Steve Platinum thought somebody like Jay Fury should be above Shane Marks. Well, he found out that's not the case, and when he was laying in that ring bleeding, and he looked over to his left, and he saw Jay Fury laying there beside him bleeding, he knew right then and there exactly what had happened, that he had effed up, and the chickens had come home to roost, and by God, he's lucky that's all we did to him was leave him laying there bloody, because frankly, we could have done a whole lot more, but it was so much more satisfying to just humiliate him, to just leave him laying out there in front of all those idiots that believe in him, bleeding, crying, knowing that his company had been lost to the better man, and now the greater things that he could have never imagined, let alone made happen, are now happening because of me.
All right, well, I know you have plans for the PCW title that Mason holds, but before your whole plan was revealed, Nemesis had earned a shot at that title at the December 15th show at Masquerade. So is that match still going to happen?
Hell yeah, that match still going to happen. Hey, nobody's going to stop that from happening. I don't care who's in charge. I don't care who owns the company, who got the company. I really don't care. I'm on a mission, and that's going down. And after that, everything else is going down. There's a plan going on, and y'all just don't understand it.
There's a lot of plans going on. There's a lot of plans. Everybody's got a plan.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see what all
happens
there.
Well, you know, all you got to do is bring yourself down to the Masquerade in Atlanta, Georgia on December 15th, and there's a whole lot of things that's going to happen that you don't know about. So it's well worth the effort to bring yourself down to that historic club, the Masquerade, the first time that great building that's seen so many great rock stars gets to see the great Jeff G. Bailey in person presenting Empire Championship Wrestling for the first time at the Masquerade. It's going to be a huge night, and nobody wants to miss this show.
Well, how does what you're doing in Empire relate to your work in Anarchy with Elite, and I don't know if you currently are doing shows anywhere else, but is that
everything
in any way an extension of Elite?
Interrelated, because it all revolves around me, whether it's there, here, or anywhere. Anywhere I go, one thing that's going to be a known fact is that I'm going to represent the best talent you can find. I'm going to lead them to the ring. They're going to beat somebody. They might bloody somebody. They might humiliate somebody. They might slap a fan. Anything can happen because it's all for our amusement. And I'm telling you now, it's all interrelated because if I'm involved, everybody with me is involved. That's why
reach out.
And bring Hot Like Lava, bring the Temptation Shawn Tempers, deliver these main event talents who wrestle all over the world right here to Empire. Steve Platinum, what did he do? He couldn't do nothing. Of course not. He's nobody. He's nothing. It's not happening. He's not now. I'm what's happening. I'm what's now. Empire, Platinum Championship Wrestling, dead. There you go. There's your story. Put it on the front page and run it.
All right. Well, do you have any other shows coming up aside from Empire and the Anarchy shows that you mentioned?
I believe that's enough, isn't it? How much more do you need? My God, man, do you want to know when I go to the damn bathroom? What the hell?
Well, next time you go.
It's just an interview and interrogation. Ask me some real questions. Hey, is this got police or something? You running with police now, Nemesis?
Hell no, you know I ain't never run like that. Hey, let it go. Hey, Jeff, a lot of motherfuckers know you.
And there's a few motherfuckers that's been hiding underneath rocks, or, you know what I mean, don't watch wrestling, or whatever the fuck, retarded. Tell these motherfuckers who you is, man. Tell them. Tell these motherfuckers what you done. Tell them who you are, bro.
Being a man of great modesty, you know, it pains me to have to talk about myself on that kind of level. But, I mean, you know, I'd like to think that most people out there, especially if they know anything about wrestling Georgia, surely to God they knew who I am. And if they don't, my God, there's this device called a computer, and there's this website called Google. And I believe if you put my name in there, Jeff G. Bailey, you might find a couple thousand pages you can read about me. Or you can go to YouTube, and you can search Jeff G. Bailey, and you can witness the greatness I've delivered over the last 12, 13, 14, 15 years. Because, you know, let's say maybe you wanted to look and see, man, I know that Jeff G. Bailey's great, and I know he's managed some of the best. I wonder who he has. Well, you know, you can go find yourself some K. Crush, a.k.a. R-Truth, Ron Killings, whatever you want to call him, former world champion. You can go find Abyss. You can go find AJ Styles. You can go find Hernandez, Iceberg. I mean, the list goes on and on. Everybody knows what Jeff G. Bailey's accomplished. I mean, I'm great. Everybody knows it. That's, you know, enough said about that.
Well, hey, we've got a caller. Let's see if this is someone.
How can I leave out my main man, Gunner, because let's face it, that man is one of the future superstars of pro wrestling. My man, Gunner, murdered me.
Hey, we've got a caller on the line. You're on the line with Jeff G. Bailey and Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, do you have any advice for people that basically want to try out for independent wrestling?
Don't.
Are you asking Jeff?
Oh, just...
Why the hell would anybody want to do that?
Because they got hunger
well,
for
Nemesis. You guys have any advice? Who is this?
What was his question?
He asked what advice you have for people that want to break into independent wrestling.
Any advice? Pay your motherfucking dues. Pay your motherfucking dues. Don't be one of these motherfuckers that go to a wrestling school or go anywhere, even if you go to somebody's fucking backyard and learn, just go there one fucking day, and then the next day you've been doing this shit like I've been doing it? No, fucking no, no. Pay your fucking dues. Get in the fucking ring. Train. That's what you got to do. That's the only advice I can give you.
Right on.
I'm sure Jeff G. Bailey has some advice, but he probably doesn't give out free advice, right?
Well, certainly not. I mean, you know, my fee is $200 an hour.
Don't do it for free.
But I mean, you know, it's an ugly business, you know, and it's not for everyone, and everyone shouldn't pretend that they are or think they are or that they can be in the wrestling business, because it's not true. A lot of this stuff that people pass off as wrestling isn't even close to real wrestling, so keep pretending. Because you ain't real wrestlers, so that's what I think on that subject.
Anything all right, else? Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's been your pleasure, no doubt.
Yeah, well, look forward to seeing what transpires in Empire Wrestling and December 15th especially. And Nemesis, do you have any other questions for
December 15th at the Masquerade? December 17th, season feeding to the NWA Arena, the death of Michael Judas awaits him. Don't miss it. I'm done. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Peace.
Well, that went well, I guess.
Say what?
So that went well, I suppose.
Oh, hell yeah, that went well. It couldn't go nothing but well. Couldn't go nothing but well, bro.
Well, hey, you have a surprise guest coming up later. Do you want to say anything about it, or you just want to keep it a surprise until he or she comes on the line?
My surprise guest, I can tell you this much. My surprise guest was part of the Georgia wrestling thing.
Okay.
There you go. There you
well,
go.
I guess that's... I think I know who it is then.
Hey, this motherfucker that's gonna call in is my motherfucker. So, you know what I mean? It's gonna be a very interesting interview.
All right, well, look forward to having that person on the line when he or she calls.
Didn't I tell you Jeff is a motherfucker?
Yeah, well.
You learned something today, didn't you, boy? Boy, you learned something today, didn't you?
I learned that when you ask the wrong questions, he's not going to answer you. But
you learned something today, boy. For real.
Maybe Shane Marks can clear some things up next week. We'll see about that. But we can go ahead and talk about next week's show. We have Shane Marks as well as the rocker Terry Lawler, who was also at the Empire Wrestling Show on Friday on behalf of PCW, or to stand up for PCW, I should say. So it'll be interesting having the two of them on the same show. I don't know if they will be on at the same time, but, you know, both of them are welcome to call in while the other one's on the line.
I like controversy. We need to try to get them both there at the same time. I love controversy.
Yeah, I can tell. You keep poking and prodding on certain subjects. Well, hey, speaking of controversy, we've got a caller, and this might be your big surprise guest. Let's bring him online and find out. I'll let you ask him. This is probably who you have expected.
Yo, what up, dog? Who this is? First of all,
I don't know who this is. Is this Seth DeLay?
Hello?
Who do we have on the line? Hello?
Somebody called and playing games. Somebody want to call up and play games. They want to call on the line to play games. We need to start screening then. No, we ain't got to screen.
Well,
if you got the balls to call up and play games, stay on the line.
Yeah, they hung up. They said first of all and they hung up. So.
Yeah, they need to stay on the line. I can't come through the phone and choke the shit out of you. I can't come through the internet wire and choke the fuck out of you. I can't do that. So stay on the line. I might not even know who you are.
Maybe he'll call back in. I don't know. You're completely anonymous if you do decide to call in, unless you reveal who
you are.
Wait a
minute, what's his phone number? I know the phone number came up. What's his phone number? We're going to call him.
Yeah, I wish I had done it before he hung up.
Don't do that. Okay, I don't know if we're breaking any kind of laws if we do that one.
Well, our phone number is 347-324-5735 if anyone wants to call in. And
express how you feel. Say what's on your mind. Tell us what's been going on this weekend. Tell us how your holiday was. Tell us what shows you went to. This is your opportunity to speak. I've been practicing that all week.
I think this is the same. I think we got the same person back. Let's see. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on the line with Nemesis and Jonathan. Who is this?
First of all, it's got to be a damn conspiracy. I told y'all last week it's a conspiracy. This is Harold J. Taylor, the crappy
I already know who this is. This is that what? I already know who this is. Hey, you think that was funny or something?
No, actually, it's a conspiracy. Y'all must have cut me off or something. Actually, it's really my ghetto PCS phone. You know, it dropped the call. So I ain't even playing with y'all. All right, first of all,
hey, look, bro, why you keep saying that, though?
Well,
why you keep saying that, bro?
What?
You evidently, you must think that that's funny. When I see you Friday, I want you to make me laugh. Make me laugh, Friday. You sit right there in the second row, don't you?
I don't know if he's...
Man, my bad. I ain't gonna do nothing to you. Call back. I it's real funny how people think that what the surrealist did was funny. Well, they think it's funny after the fact. Will you still laugh afterwards? After it's said and done and they land in the ring, hurt, beat up, couple of broken bones, will you think it's funny then? Would y'all laugh then? No, y'all don't want to call the police, press charges, the whole nine.
All right, we got Harold J. back, and then we got somebody else who keeps calling and falling off.
All right, look, see, I ain't even playing now, all right? Because I keep getting dropped. I don't know if it's you. I don't know if it's Ghetto PCS. But I ain't even playing now, all right?
Are you drunk,
What do you
man?
Mean you're not playing?
Sound like you've been drinking, man.
Hey, it's so
first
Harold.
First of all, I ain't even playing.
Oh, my God. I'm going to see you.
What did I tell you last week? It's a conspiracy.
You don't tell me nothing. What did you say to me? What did you say? You said a lot of bullshit.
For that belt, who's the real champion? And now they got Seth the Ray in your brain. And Seth the Ray's in your brain. Trying to play you, and he's distracting you from the belts. What's going on?
Ain't nothing distracting me from my mission. There's nothing distracting me from my mission. Why do you care? Why do you care about? I don't care about you, so why should you care about me? Why should you care about anything? Why are you looking into it that deep? My business.
And now you're looking over here, look at this shiny thing.
How about that? Okay, shut the fuck up or I'm going to mute you. This is what I'm saying to you. You're speaking negative to me. That negative talk, I don't want to hear that. You're not a fan of mine. The gorillas need no fans. That's where y'all got it mixed up at. Y'all believe that because y'all see us on a chill day, that when we come to, it's okay to talk to us, it's okay to cheer for us. We don't need that shit. We don't need that shit, man. Y'all keep that shit to yourselves. We don't need you looking out for us. We don't need none of that. The gorillas look out for each other. We compliment each other. So keep all of your conspiracy theories, all this heavy thinking on the gorillas and this and that. I don't want to hear that negative shit.
Well, I'm just waiting to see what's going on, you know?
Wait and see. You said the best.
So
those are the best words that just came out your mouth. Those are the best words that ever came out
your
mouth.
Over your shoulders and Seth DeLay's head on your chain, is that it?
There you go again. You must be drunk.
Let's bring this other caller online. I believe we have Nemesis' surprise guest. You're welcome to stay on the clock, Harold.
Mute him and put that other motherfucker on.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Corey Davis.
Ah.
Oh, is this your surprise guest, Nemesis?
Yeah, what up? What up, Corey? What up?
What up? What's up, Clay? What's going on?
Chilling. This is Jonathan Williams. This is Corey Chambers, a.k.a. Rain Man.
Yeah, I know.
What's up,
I don't know him personally, but I've seen him many times at Dragon Con and in Ring of Honor and NWA.
What's been up with you, Corey?
Man, I'm getting my Monday Night Football on, man. You know how it is.
Good deal. I feel you. You been busy lately, man. What's been going on with you? Tell the world what's going on with you.
Man.
First of all, before you... First... No, I didn't. Check this out. Before you get into that, tell everybody who you is first. First of all, tell everybody who you is, man.
My name is Corey Chavis. I am one half of the current and defending and reigning NWA World Tag Team Champion.
That's the Dark City Fight Club.
Yes, Dark City Fight Club.
You guys have had those titles for a while, haven't you? How long have you had those belts?
We have had them for a little over a year. We've dropped them for a brief 2-week period because we're fighting champions. And because NWA Rampage referees are ridiculous, but it is what it is.
Hey, well, man, I just went blank just that fast, man. Good God Almighty. Corey. Oh, I call you Rayman. I'm sorry, you know what I mean? But Rayman.
Oh, bro, that's what set it off, so, you know.
I mean, Rayman. Like, where did you first get started in Georgia when you first started working, man?
Let's see. First place, we got started out, as you know, I trained out in good old days on Roswell Road in Atlanta. What? You know what it is?
Give a shout out.
But, you know, I started there, man, just started grinding in them indies, man, the small-time indies in Georgia. And finally got the NWA Wildside, which is when things start taking off a little bit. You know?
Of course. Everything shot up from that point on, because then you start doing other shit. Like, didn't you do Ring of Honor? I mean, well, you're doing Ring of Honor now, I'm tripping. But didn't you back then?
No, you're not in Ring of Honor currently, are you?
No, we run the contract, remember.
Okay.
A long story.
You want to talk about it?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too down and dirty, man. But you know, it was a messed up situation, man. And you know, all you can say is, you know, it is what it is, man. They left the door open for us to come back, or so we thought. But you know, that door has been closed apparently. So, you know,
well, you had some great matches in Ring of Honor. I saw the Ring of Honor show in Charlotte. Like a little over a year ago,
yeah,
with Dark City Fight Club and the Briscoe Brothers and who else? All Night Express and somebody
All
else.
Night Express and the Kings of Wrestling. And
right,
that match was supposed to be, it wasn't what it was supposed to be. I'll say that, man. Like, we, you know, that's when things were, you know, sort of going awry, and we knew it. We, you know, we saw everything happening before it happened. And, you know, it was just time for us to go, man. Like, you know, things happen. They, you know, they say one thing to us, but then, you know, the actions that they portray are something different. So, you know, actions speak louder than words. So we took it for that, and we got up out of there, home.
That's the business, though.
That's the fucking
you know
what I mean?
Business, man.
But, you know, you are for us, man. Like, for us, it was almost like a blessing, man, because, like, we were kind of, we couldn't do what we wanted to do while we were there. And, you know, it was like the second our, you know, we asked for our release papers, and the second we got them, man, we got a, you know, it was almost like literally the second we got them in the mail, man, I got a telephone call saying that NWA wanted to offer us an NWA tag team title shot, and that's when we won them. So, you know, for us, it was a blessing in disguise, man, no biggie. We just took it and kept riding.
Good deal, though. Good deal. And y'all been holding, like you said, y'all been holding them shit strong for almost a year or so. That's good.
A little bit over a year, man.
Yeah, Dark City Fight. Hey, where is the Dark City Fight Club? That's you. And what's your partner name again? I forget his name, bro. You know, I'm bad at name.
It's John Davis.
John Davis. Damn, you had to stutter. Well, yeah, John Davis. Before,
yeah.
How long was y'all tagging together before y'all went to Ring of Honor? Like, was y'all did they put y'all together when y'all went to Ring of Honor, or did y'all work the road first?
We when I first moved to Florida, and you know, what was it, like 2007 or something like that? Whenever I left Georgia, the first show. You know, I was already working for, you know, a couple of promotions in Florida before I moved here. And when I moved here, I let one of the promoters, Sal Hamui, y'all might know him. He used to run he runs FIP and all that good stuff. You know, he came to me like the first show I did when I moved down here and was like, "Hey, I got this guy I want you to tag with, man. You know, I think you guys can do some good stuff together." And I asked him who it was, and he was like, you know, he told me John Davis. And I was like, well, I already know John from, you know, some stuff that I did at Dory Funk, for Dory Funk, and John, you know, did some training there too, so I met him over there. And it was so funny because, you know, right there he asked us, he was like, you guys got matching gear? And we actually happened to have matching gear on. And he was like, well, I want to go ahead and form y'all as a tag team. And then probably about, you know, a few months after that is when we got a tryout match with Ring of Honor.
How long was that Ring of Honor?
As a tag team, let me see, we were there for about close to 2 years, almost 2 years.
What do you guys have coming up in the near future? Do you have any big NWA shows or anything else coming up?
Yeah, we got a big deal coming up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, December the 14th for NWA Ring Warriors, and we will be defending our titles against Billy Gunn and X-Pac of DX fame. And that's actually gonna be a really good show, man. They're gonna have a tournament to crown the Ring Warriors Heavyweight Champion, I believe. And it's gonna be some real good guys, man. You got Titan. If you guys don't know who Titan is, man, he's like 7'13" or whatever. And there's gonna be some real good guys in that tournament, man. So that show, man, if you're in the area, man, you might want to come check that one out. That might be a good one.
All right. When do you think you'll be back in Georgia competing?
Man, you beat me to that. That was my next question.
Funny that you asked, man. We're working out some stuff now, man, where we can come and hopefully do some stuff for I don't know if I want to say it yet because it hasn't been finalized.
Yeah, don't say nothing.
I ain't seen nothing. But we're working out, and of course I'm always, you know, I know that I'm always welcome at Anarchy, so you never know when we'll show up at Anarchy, man. It is NWA, so at some point when there's some worthy contenders, we'll come through and defend our titles, man. You know. But they, you know,
right.
Anarchy does have some worthy contenders, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well,
hey,
I saw you
I
a few months ago.
Questions.
Hold on, let me
go
get
ahead,
one
John.
More thing. I just wanted to say you did that NWA FanFest show out in Carrollton a few months ago.
Yeah.
I forget who you defended against, but I remember it was a good show there, too.
We defended against Driver and Walter. And you know they put up a hell of a fight, man. They were a good tag team. It was a lot different than what we were used to wrestling. And you know they put up a real good fight. And yeah, you mentioned that show, man. That show was real good. That was a real good show, man, from top to bottom.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. All right, Nemesis. Nemesis has a couple more questions for you.
give me a time check. I don't know the time. What's the time check? First of all,
don't worry about it.
All right. Well, look. I got two questions that I always ask, so I'm gonna ask you one of them right now. People that are listening, motherfuckers that's listening to the show,
mm-hmm.
If you had something to say to motherfuckers like the old boy that just came on the phone and asked the question, but if you had something to say, or if you wanted to change a part of this business, what would you do? How would you do it?
There's so many things I could change about this business, man. But the main thing is, man, like, the main thing, and I've been noticing this has been going on in Florida too, man. Like, look, this is pro wrestling, man. If you got beef with somebody, man, settle it like men in the ring, bro. You know what I mean? All this, I'm going to talk about you on a message board, and, I'm going to shoot on you on this website, man. Fuck that. You got a problem with somebody, man. Bring it in the fucking ring. We are fucking men. We are athletes. That's how we settle shit, man. You got a problem with me? That goes out to anyone. I ain't trying to start shit, but I know motherfuckers talk shit. You got a problem with me, bro? Don't Facebook me. Don't tweet me. See me in the ring. Get that shit booked. That's it, man. Like, bottom line, and I know y'all know what I'm talking about, man, because this message board's in Georgia. It's message boards everywhere. And you see all these motherfucking workers
coming up with these aliases. Oh, I'm going to get all these people to agree with me. Motherfucker, that's you. Under three or four different names. Putting yourself over like a fucking mark. Get in the ring and handle that shit, man. What you need backup for?
Hell to the motherfucker, no. That's what I'm... Hey, that's some real shit, because I remember back in the day, that board, the shoot board.
Yeah,
that's what
it shoot,
niggas used to... Niggas used to get on there, man, and go under aliens. I used to know, like, people that used to talk about me, I used to know who they was. And but I'm like, they sitting up here under aliens. They still doing that shit? God damn,
but,
man.
You know, that's an issue that's currently going on down here in Florida, man. Motherfuckers, you know, scared to fucking, you know, handle business. And, you know, when business needs to be handled, man, we supposed to be men, dog. That's all. Handling
all right, the right. Hey, what would you tell? What would you tell anybody that's coming up in the business right now? What would you tell them?
Work on your craft, man. Constantly. Don't make this shit just a hobby, man. Like, don't make it just a hobby, man. Make it like, if you're gonna do it, man, go hard, man. Do work. Go 100%. Go 500%. You know, cause
please,
like,
please.
You know, if you're gonna half-ass it, man, you only gonna get half of the booking. You only gonna get half-ass shows. And go out there and throw your all in it, man. Give 100% in the ring. Be humble in that locker room. Learn your craft. Shut up and listen and learn.
Beast.
Well, hey, we do need to kind of wrap it up. So do you have any other questions?
Before we get out of here, tell me a quick story. Give me a quick story, man. Give me a quick story. Something funny. Give me a quick story, man.
A quick funny.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Quick funny story. I will tell you that I was in a hotel room one night at Ring of Honor, and I actually witnessed Jay Briscoe and Mark Briscoe fight each other. Now, I know you've seen ordinary street fights, and I know you've seen family tiffs. But you ain't seen shit until you seen a Briscoe fight a Briscoe, bro. Them boys go hard, man. I saw shit in that fight that I haven't even seen in a wrestling ring before, bro.
Damn.
Them boys were going at it. Now, I'm not one to bring up no fight, let alone a family tiff. So we all sat back and watched them brawl and laughed.
What were they fighting about?
Fucking hilarious, bro.
Do you know what they were fighting about?
We were all drinking, man, and, you know, doing what we do. And, you know, when the alcohol starts flowing, man, when them beer flowing, bro,
Hey, those Briscoes is crazy for real. I can tell.
Yeah, they
you know
up,
how you
bro.
Can tell a crazy motherfucker? I can tell
that
them some crazy motherfuckers.
They didn't pull punches with each other, bro. They ain't pull no punches, man, at all.
Hey, well, look, man, I really appreciate you calling in. I mean, being my surprise guest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. That was a good surprise.
Ain't nothing, man. My pleasure, dude. My pleasure.
You know what I mean? Keep up the good work out there doing what you're doing, man. I want to see you on the big. I got a 42-inch. I want to see you on my 42-inch, man.
It won't be on Ring of Honor TV, I can tell you that.
I don't even watch it. I can't get Ring of Honor, so I don't even watch it. Maybe I do. I don't know. I just ain't really. I don't even tell you the truth, bro. I don't even watch wrestling on TV no more.
Yeah, I don't either too much, man.
I don't know. I still love this game, but I just don't watch it like that.
Absolutely.
I just don't watch it like that.
It's just like,
but
it's
that's
like
not saying that. That's not saying. I guess what turned me off is like other motherfuckers watch the shit, and instead of them trying to watch it and learn psychology or learn just the simple, they want, oh dang, you see the Big Show? I want to do what the Big Show did, motherfucker. You know how
absolutely
long it took the Big Show to get up to that point?
And you remember when we was a training in the good old days, those weren't the conversations, man. The conversations was always, how can we get better? How can we, instead of I'm gonna go in there and do what Rey Mysterio did. It was, man, how can I take what he did and make it my own? You know what I mean? Like, How can I make it mine? Like, how can I make any of that shit mine, man? That was a conversation that used to go on. That shit don't go on no more, man.
No. But thank you, bro. Thank you very much,
yeah,
man.
Hey, y'all boys take it easy, man.
All right,
for
you too.
Sure, man.
Thanks.
Hey, listen. Hey, Raymond.
Yo, what's up?
You gone? Oh, no. Hey, listen, man. If you need some hellified T-shirts, you and your partner, man, send an email to Mills Inks@live.com. And if they don't bite get you back on the email, you can always call me. 404-421-9041. When you want them T-shirts, man, let me know.
All right, well, we lost him on that one. Hopefully he got all that. But I want to mention one thing real quick. Wrestling with Pop Culture, we currently have on our Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page and find out how to win a copy of the latest Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides Blu-ray and DVD. There's a review posted, and we've got an extra copy to give away. So other than that, I want to mention the other Georgia Wrestling History Network radio network shows, Ringside Wrap on Wednesdays at 8 with Rich Tate, Les Thatcher, and Mike Sempervive. Peach State Pandemonium on Thursdays at 8 with Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons. Midnight Black Mass on Fridays at 8 with Reverend Dan Wilson. And Ohio Valley Wrestling Overview once a month on Sunday with Trent Van Dries, Muhammad something. I always forget the names. And Larry Goodman. I remember that one. So, anyway, I guess next week we have Shane Marks, current Empire Wrestling Champion, who's also challenging for, I believe it's the North Georgia Wrestling Alliance title, or he's in some sort of number one contenders match against Marco Polo the following weekend. And then we have Terry Lawler, both on the same show.
I hope we
can
get both of them on there at the same time. I hope we can get them both at the same time.
Well, you know, anybody can call in at any time, so if one of them wants to call while we're interviewing the other one or vice versa.
Yeah. It just drove around there,
We'll see what happens.
I said we'll see what's going to go on next week. We need to have both of them on there, talk both of them at the same time.
Yeah, that's
because we got to control that mute button, though, because sometimes people be talking too much, and you just got to... And then when you hit the mute button, they'll know how to act when you bring them back on.
Yeah. All right,
sometimes you got to... Go ahead.
So I'll practice my muting techniques, my muting skills.
All right. Do that then.
All right, well...
Hey, look, I cut a whole interview at the Arts and the train station.
Hey, look, the police came out here.
I done been out here so long, the police came out here in parts looking at me.
Well, just tell them you're doing a wrestling radio show, and that'll clear everything up.
Trust me, I do not want to talk to the police. I'm finna go.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I'll talk to you next week, and we'll be back next week at 8.
Peace.
For listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.